Morning. Today's Daf Mesachim Chav Gimel. We are in Chav Beis Amud Beis, continuing our discussion of the machlokes between Chizkiah and Rabbi Abahu as to the source of the Isser Hana as it relates to Chametz BePesach and many other Isserim as well. Chizkiah is of the opinion that when the Torah says Lo Ye'achel as it does regarding Chametz, so that gives us not only an Isser Achila but an Isser Hana. Ye'achel is in the passive, and that means that not only am I allowed to eat Chametz, but Chametz also cannot be the source of which I would be able to eat other chametz, which means to say that I cannot turn around, sell the chametz, use the proceeds of that sale for buying more chametz. So, according to Chizkiah, the source of the Torah of the Isser Hana of chametz is a virtue of the fact that the Torah says, Lo Ye'achel. Rabbi Abahu says, no, it's unnecessary. Rabbi Abahu is of the opinion that anytime the Torah says, Lo Yochel, Lo Sochel, Lo Sochlu, incorporated within the Isser Achila is also going to be an Isser Hana as well, unless the Torah specifies and says that there's not going to be an Isser of Hana. With those two very basic positions, the Gemara here goes through many Isurim of the Torah, in which we're going to be testing the Shitas of Rabbi Abahu versus the Shitas of Chizkiah. As I mentioned yesterday, I'm going to repeat today. It sounds like a very fundamental debate in terms of the practical differences between Chizkiah and Rabbi Abahu. So the practical differences are really at a minimum. In fact, by the conclusion of today's daf, we're going to be going through the very limited number of actual practical differences that exist between the Shitas of Chizkiah and Rabbi Abahu. We are in Chav Beis Amud Beis. We are now picking up where we left off yesterday, and that is by the Isser of Arla. As we already went through yesterday, numerous Isserim in the Torah. Yesterday we covered the Isserim of Nevela, and Trefa, and Gidonasha, and Dam, and Avram, and Achayin, Shor, and Niskal. So those are the various Isserim that we covered yesterday, noting that in those examples that were given, there is not going to come out to be a standout difference between the positions of Chizkiah and Rabbi Abahu. And now in today's daf, we continue with the Isser of Arla. Vitanya, the Gemara says, let's back up one line, on Chav Beis Amud Beis, about 10 lines from the bottom of the Amud. Vehare Arla derachmana amar, that when it comes to the Isser of Arla, not to eat or benefit from the fruit of a tree 3 years after it is planted. Vehare Arla derachmana amar, the Torah says, in introducing us to the Isser of Arla, Arelim lo yochal, Vitanya, and the Brisa says, Arelim lo yochal, ein li ela Isser achila. That only gives me an Isser of Achila minayin shelo yena mimenu. One is not to get any benefit from the Arla whatsoever. Shelo yitzava bo. You cannot use the fruit of the Arla, use it as a dye. Rashi over here describes that you're using the shells of the fruit as a dye, even though the shells themselves are not edible. Nevertheless, they're a shomer lepris, says Rashi. They are something that is protected for the fruit and therefore are going to be as usher as the fruit itself. So you cannot use them as dyes. Velo yadlik bo saner. Nor is one allowed to use it as fuel for the fire. The Torah's repetition of the words arla, arla tem, arla so, right, dot, 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 arelim lo yochal, so lerabos eskulam, that is coming to include all these different other usages of arla. One is not allowed to eat arla, one is not allowed to get any benefit from arla whatsoever. The Brisa seems to be a little bit redundant. The Brisa says you're not allowed to get Hana, and the Brisa gives specific examples of the kind of Hana you're not allowed to get. Why does the Brisa do that? Tosus over here addresses that question. Anyway, we continue in the Gemara. Time to Kasav Rachman of Arla Sem, Arla So. So, the reason why is because the Pasuk says Arla Sem, Arla So. Arelim, Arelim. And that would seem to indicate that that without that, without the special drasha, it would only be aser b'achila and would not be aser b'hana. And this obviously is a problem for the shita of Rabbi Abahu. Le'olam, the Gemara says, no, really, lo yochal mashma min iser achila ben iser hana. No, when it comes to the words lo yochal by itself, that reflects both an iser achila and an iser hana. And the Torah over there by Arla says the words lachem, and it's the reichsalka dachaminahol because of lachem shelachem yehei. And so when the Torah says the words lachem, I might have thought that therefore it is ours, meaning that even though we can't eat it, but we have full ownership of it, which means then that it would reflect in that there would be a heter of hana'ah. So kamash malan. So the chiddush is no. So the Gemara says, "Vela hashad ikstiv hanach cry lachem lamali." The Gemara says, "But why?" Meaning, once the psukim say lo yochal, so then what is the lachem coming to teach me? And now that we not only have the Torah's introduction to Arla with lo yochal, but on top of that, the repetition of areilim, which tells me that there's an isra achila and there's an isra na, so then what is lachem coming to do? So the Gemara says, lachem lamali lechadetanya, the lachem of the pasuk of Arla, it's coming to teach me the following. Larabos esanatu larabim. So it's coming to include even a tree that is not privately owned, but publicly owned. Rashi describes on the top of the Amud. Larabim lesorach rabim. Kigon behemsa derech lechol aver. It's planted somewhere in the public. So a public tree. So is that going to be included or excluded within the Isser of Arla? So the Gemara says that's what the Lachem is coming to teach me. Now it happens to me in this Brisa that we have two positions. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Lohotzi is a Natula Rabbim. Rabbi Yehuda is of the position that it's coming to exclude Natula Rabbim, a publicly planted tree. And so the Gemara goes over this machlokes between the Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda. My time at the Tanakama, the basis of the Shita of the Tanakama, Dechsiv the Pasuk says, Unatatem, Li Yachid Mashma Larabim, Lo Mashma. When the Torah instructs Unatatem and you will plant, now you can hear this in the English language really well. When I say you will plant and I'm speaking to a group of people, am I speaking collectively or am I speaking individually to each and every one of you? The way the Chachamim understand the Pasuk, Unetatem, is coming to teach me, I'm speaking to each and every one of you. Which means, L'yachid mashma l'rabim l'mashma. So, Kasu Rachman l'achem l'otiyas anatu l'rabim. And that means that according to the Chachamim, when it's lachem, it's coming to exclude, it's coming to include Natula Rabbim, a public tree. Well, the Torah now is going over two types of tree, a private tree, owned by an individual, and a public tree. And the Torah is telling us that both of them are going to fall under the category of the Isser of Arla. Now, Rabbi Yehuda, Tata Mashma, Ben L'Rabbim, Ben L'Yachid. Now, Rabbi Yehuda has a different starting point. According to Shita's Rabbi Yehuda, when the Torah says Unatatem, it's talking not only to the private individual, it's talking to the collective group as well. So, V'lachem ben yachid ben rabim mashma. And lachem is also talking to the private and to the public as well. Now, have a ribu achari ribu. So this takes us to a methodology of where I have an inclusion immediately after an inclusion, and ribu achribu el lamai, the inclusion after an inclusion actually has the counter result of being an exclusion. And so that means that according to the Shita Rav Yehuda, so a public tree is going to be excluded from the Isser of Arla. Despite all that, the Gemara now has just simply pointed out that the Lachem, we're going to subscribe to the Shita of the Chachamim over here, and making our defense for Rabbi Abohu. The Lachem is coming to teach me that that what is included in the Isser of Arla is not only a private tree, but a public tree as well. Okay. Adkan, that takes us to the end of Arla. We have defended Shitas Rabbi Abohu. The Gemara continues, Vari Truma. Derachman Amar V'chozar Lo Yochel Kodesh. The Pasuk, when introducing us to the Isser of Truma, Torah says Lo Yochel, which means that there's an Isser Achila. Now, is Truma Mutar Ba'ana? So that we know. We saw that back in Erevin. V'tanah Ma'arvin L'Nazir B'Yayin L'Yisrael B'Truma. Yisrael could take Truma and use it for his Erev Tchum. Taking us back towards the beginning of Masechta Erevin, right, the third perek. So it comes out over here is that clearly there is a heter hana'a when it comes to truma. Now in terms of why a non-Kohen could use truma as his Erev, so Rashi over here, interesting Rashi over here, Rashi writes that the reason why a Yisrael could use truma is because just like a Nazir can remove himself from a Nazirus by asking a Shela to a Chacham, so too, what you could do is you can undo your Truma. A person's Mafish Truma, but really the Hafreshah Truma is really a quasi-neder, and a person can undo that by simply asking a Shela, bringing the Truma back to a state of Tevel, and taking Truma from another part of his produce. Tosu says, you don't have to say that. Tosus says it's just simply a predicate of the fact that somebody can eat the truma. You can't eat truma, but somebody can eat the truma. See back in the Gemara in Erevin. The Gemara in Erevin sounds a lot more like Tosus than it does like Rashi. Anyway, what comes out over here is that you're allowed to get hana from truma. And now you're allowed to get hana from truma, even though the Torah says lo yochal. Once again, this serves as a tremendous difficulty for Rabbi Abohu. Rabbi Abohu says that when the Torah says lo yochal, incorporating that is the Isser Achila and Isser Na. So again, that's Rabbi Abohu's point, which we're going to keep revisiting again and again, is that generally speaking, we say that there is going to be an Isser of Achila and Hana'a unless there's mitigation. Unless the Torah says otherwise, the Gemara's argument is, the Torah here says otherwise, it says Trumaschem, it's your Truma. V'idach Trumaschem, D'chol Yisrael Kamar. Now, as far as Chizkiah is concerned, that's not mitigation. Trumaschem just simply means it's generically your Truma. But it doesn't mean specifically to each and every one of us. It means it's a collective Jewish people, it's your Truma. But not giving a Heter Hanah specifically. Now, as far as Nazir is concerned, a Nazir is not allowed to eat grapes. The Torah says, Lo Yochal. Utanan, and we're going to go right back to that same Mishnah in Erevin. Marvin LaNazir B'Yayin. The Nazir can make his Erev Tchum with Yayin. So, Amar Mazurcha. So, once again, this now poses a tremendous difficulty for Rabbi Abo, because according to Rabbi Abo, this should be an Isra Hana. So, Amar Mazurcha Shani Aslan Damakra Nizro Shelo Yeh. So once again, what Rabbi Abba would answer in his defense is that we have mitigation. We have the Torah going out of its way to tell us, Nizro. Nizro is coming to teach us that it actually belongs to the, Nazir. Meaning he can get Hana. Rav Ashi Amar Kodesh Yeh Gadol Pera Se'ar Rosho. Rav Ashi attempts to give a different explanation. The Torah, when describing the hair of the Nazir, describes as Kodesh. And the Gemara Darshan's Gidulo Kadosh, Vein davar acher kadosh. It's going to be kadosh, but nothing else will be kadosh. Midi the ein davar acher ksiv. So the Gemara says the second drasha seems to be a bit of a stretch. In the drasha, there is no indication that this is a limiting idea. There's nowhere that says that this is kadosh to the exclusion of something else. Ala machvarta kida marzutra. So the Gemara says marzutra seems to be the better explanation of the fact that the Torah says nizro, it's going to be his. It's going to be the Nazir's product, a great product in which he can get hana from it. The Gemara says, what about the Isser of Chadash? The Isser of Chadash, where the Torah gives us an Isser not to eat it. We discussed Chadash extensively in the seventh parak of Menachos. And here, just to quickly recap, any grains that grew over the harvest is going to be usher until the carbon omer is brought on the second day of Pesach. Now, the Torah says that there is an isser of achila, and that should mean that there's not only an isser achila, isser hana. Meanwhile, the Mishnah in Menachos says v'tanan, kosel l'shachat u'machal l'behema, one is allowed to take the chadash and feed it to their animal. So, Amrav Shmaya, Shani Hasam, Damakra, Kitzirchem, Kitzirchem Shalachem Yehei. So the Gemara says, okay, but again, Rabbi Abba will tell you is that we have mitigation. The Torah says that is Kitzirchem, it is your Kitzir, which means that you can get benefit from it. V'idach Kitzirchem Decho Yisrael Mashma. Now, if you're Chizkiah, so the Kitzirchem is unnecessary. And so if you're Chizkiah, you're going to understand that Kitzirchem is not saying that this Kitzir is for each and every one of you so that you can get benefit from it. There's no need, according to Chizkiah, for the Torah to make that point. But rather, according to Chizkiah, Kitzirchem is just simply a function of the fact that it's to you, the general population. Now we turn to the to Parsha Shmini and the Torah's description of the Isser of Shratzim. Anything that crawls low to the ground is going to be Isser. There are notable exceptions. The grasshopper, and the Torah says, Lo Ye'achel. So here now we have a pasuk in the Torah that speaks to Chizkiah's idea of lo ye'achel, that it should be asur ba'achila and it should be asur ba'ana as well. Utanan tzaydei chayeva ofas v'dagin shenizdamu la'aminim temeyem utarim la'mochem la'nachrim. Now, meanwhile, there is a Mishnah. The Mishnah here is in Shvi'is. The trappers who laid out the traps in order to hunt for animals or for birds or for fish, and it happens to be some sheretz falls into the trap. So, what can you do with that sheretz? Obviously, you can't eat it. There's an issur in the Torah to eat it. So what you could do is that given this opportunity, so you can go ahead and you can sell it to a non-Jew. Now Rashi over here reminds us the other Mishnah in Shvi'is that says that you cannot make a livelihood from this, meaning that one cannot go into marketing non-kosher products. The Rishonim discussed why that is, that you're not allowed to do so. But the heter here, the allowance over here, is only when the opportunity presents itself, like the sheretz falling into your trap. Anyway, what comes out over here is that you could sell it and you could benefit from the sale, i.e. you're allowed to get hana from shratzim. So the Gemara says, Shani Asim Damakra Lachem Shalachem Yehe. So the Gemara says, yeah, you're right, but Lachem Ishalachem Yehe. That the Torah says that when it comes to the sheretz, it's yours. We meaning that we have mitigation. The Torah says that it's mutar ba'ana. Ihachi afilu chatzchila nami. So the Gemara says mutar ba'ana. So that should even be a din lechatzchila that we're allowed to get hana from it. Why is the Mishnah Shviyas only giving us the example where only you have an opportunity? Why don't we say that under all circumstances it should be mutar ba'ana? Why can't you make a business out of it? So shani hachad amakra yiyu be'av yasan yehe. So that when the Torah says the words Yehu, so that it has to be in a state of Havaya, meaning that lich atchila, the sheretz, is something that you're not allowed to get benefit from. So now the Gemara says, now according to Chizkiyah, look what happened over here. The Torah says, lo ye achel. And then we have mitigation where the Torah says that lachem is that it's mutar ba'ana. So lo lichtov rechmana lo ye achel, v'lo bay lachem. According to Chizkiyah, the Torah didn't have to say the word Ye'achel. The Torah did not have to counter that with the word Lachem. According to Chizkiyah, why didn't the Torah just simply introduce us to the Isser of Sheretz using the word Lo Yochal? And that would mean an Isser Achila and no Isser Na, which is anyway the conclusion. And according to Chizkiyah, why didn't the Torah take that route? Now, according to Rabbi Abba, we understand why the Torah didn't take that route. The Torah can't take that route, according to Rabbi Abba. Once the Torah introduces us to any Isser Achila, already incorporated that as an Isser Na. But according to Chizkiyah, where there's going to be a difference between Lo Yochal versus Lo Ye Achel, Lo Yochal only has an Isra Achila, but no Isra Ana. Lo Ye Achel has an Isra Achila, Isra Ana. If the Torah wanted to get us to the conclusion that a Sheretz is Asr Ba'achila, but Mutar Ba'ana, so use the words Lo Yochal according to Chizkiyah. So Amalacha Chizkiyah, Taimi Didi, Nami Me'acha. Chizkiyah will answer something fundamental, and that is, where did you think I got my position from? I got my position from this particular source. By virtue of the fact that the Torah introduces us to the Isser of Sheretz with Lo Ye Achel and has to mitigate with Lachem, this is the source for Rabbi Abba that teaches us, this is the source for Chizkiyah that teaches us that Ye Achel by itself is Isser Achila and Isser Ana. Okay, good. Now the Gemara says, let's go all the way back to the Isser of Chametz where we started the whole discussion. The Torah says, Ye Achel. And meanwhile, we have a brisa, Rabbi Yosef, Glili Amar, Tamal Atzmecha, Hey Chametz Asar Bana, Kol Shiva. And she says, Rabbi Yosef, Glili is, the Chametz is not Asar Bana. So here we are in Pesachim Chav Gemel, introduced to a Shitas Yachid, a Das Yachid, of Rabbi Yosef, Glili, who says that Chametz is Mutar Bana. Now, how does he arrive at that conclusion? Both according to Rabbi Abba and according to Chizkiyah, the Torah's introduction to the Isser Achila when it comes to Chametz is Ye Achel. So how can there be this Das Yachid of Rabbi Yossi? Shani Asim Namakra V'lo Yireh Lachasa Or Shelcha Yehei. So the Gemara says, okay, and the answer is, we have mitigation, meaning what Rabbi Yossi Aglili will tell you is that, I agree, the Ye Achel already starts us off with an Isser Achila Sarna. But the Torah says, Lo Yireh Lachasa Or Shalchatehei, that it could be yours. So the Gemara says, V'rabanan. Now as far as the Chachamim are concerned, Shalchatehei ro, v'alta ro, shalchem v'shal gavoa. Now the Chachamim will tell you, what do you mean? We know from that Pasuk, Shalchatehei ro, you can't see your chametz in your house, but you can have the chametz of a non-Jew. You can have the chametz of Hektish in your house over the course of Pesach. V'idach treilachak sive. Rav Yossi Aglili will tell you that if you go through the Psukim, you're going to see that there are two Psukim using the word lecha. The counter argument would be is that and we made this already back in the first parak. There are two categories of non-Jews: a non-Jew that is are subjects of ours, and non-Jews that are not subjects of ours. And both of them are going to be included in the heter where their chametz can be in our house. Rav Yossi Aglili will tell you that the word lacha actually three psukim having the word lacha. And the counter argument is that one is for Sa'or and the other is for Chametz V'tzricha, and they're both necessary. This takes us to the beginning of Masechta Beitza, where the Gemara over there notes that we need drushas to teach us that there's an Isser of Chametz both by Chametz, that's the fermented product, and also by Sa'or, that is by that which causes something to be chametz, that's like yeast, right? More accurately, probably sourdough. But anyway, that is going to be also Usher on Pesach as well. And the Gemara over there in Beitza goes through with the necessity of why we need both. But anyway, it comes out now that according to any Tana, not Rav Yossi Aglili, so we have a need, an explanation of why there has to be all three drushas. Meanwhile, Rav Yossi Aglili, the Gemara doesn't go back and forth. Rav Yossi Aglili will somehow tell you that one of them is extraneous, giving us the heter hana'a when it comes to the iser of chametz. Lema ketanai. The Gemara now would like to suggest that this issue of Rabbi Abbahu says that when the Torah says lo yochal, included in that is also going to be an iser hana'a as well. So the Gemara says is seemingly subject to a machlokas tanai. Now we all know how this is going to work. The Gemara is going to introduce us to a braisa. There's going to be a machlokas tanaim. The Gemara is going to suggest that at the core of the machlokas tanaim is whether or not we do or do not subscribe to this idea of Rabbi Abbahu. And then when the Gemara opens it up this way, you know the Gemara is going to end up saying no, that's not what they're debating. What they're debating is a separate issue. Okay. So all that in the word lema ketanai, let's see the Gemara together. Yaseh l'chol melacha, the Gemara over here describing chalev. Chalev are the forbidden fats of the animal that we're not allowed to eat. However, the Torah says very clearly, yaseh l'chol melacha. But with the chalev, we could do whatever we want with it, meaning we can make usage of it. We can't eat it, but you're allowed to get benefit from it. Matam l'chol melacha she'achol melacha gavo yehei mutar, l'melacha hajot yehei aser. Now the Gemara says that I might have thought that it's okay regarding Gavoa, meaning if I'm using Chalev in the context of the Beis HaMikdash, fine. But for private usage, for non-Beis HaMikdash usage, I might have thought it'd be Aser. Tamalam l'chol melacha, div Rav Yosef Glili, l'chol melacha is coming to include even private usage as well. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Shiachol l'melachet hajot, yehi tahor, l'melachet Gavoa yehi tamei. Rabbi Kiva goes over a different Havamina. Rabbi Kiva says that I might have thought that from Melechet Hejot, it will be Tahor, simply not eligible to become Tameh. But from Melechet Gavoa, Yehei Tameh, it would be Tameh. Tameh Lamar, L'chom Melecha, and Rabbi Kiva will tell you, L'chom Melecha is coming to tell me that it is not going to become Tameh, not only in the private sector, but even the Beis HaMikdash as well. Rav Yossi Aglili, Tumah L'Tahor, Lo Itzirchra. So as far as Rav Yossi Aglili is concerned, there's no need for a pasuk regarding Tumah Tahara. The only pasuk that's necessary is for Isser Veheter. Rabbi Kiva, Isser Veheter, lo tzarich kra. And Rabbi Kiva will just simply argue in the other direction. No need to teach me about Isser Veheter. So, Kitzur Kra, lim Tumah Tahara. According to Rabbi Kiva, the only need of the drasha is only vis-a-vis Tumah Tahara. As we now turn to the Amud Beis, my la ba'kamifli. Now, clearly there's a disagreement between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yossi Aglili vis-a-vis what is the L'chol Melacha coming to teach me? My La B'Hakamiflegi, and presumably, what's at the core of the debate is the following. And that is, the Rabbi Yosef Lili, Savar Lo Tochlu Mashma, Mein Yisr Achila, Mein Yisr Hana. That, according to Rabbi Yosef Lili, the Lo Sochlu of Chalev is coming to instruct us not to eat it and not to benefit from it. V'chi Asa Kral L'mishra L'Nevela B'Hana Hudasa. And now when it comes to the Heter of Nevela, so it's coming to give us a heter of hana'ah. And Rabbi Kiva is going to argue that no, that the iser of achila is only achila not hana'ah. And therefore we have the ribui of l'chol, and that's coming to teach me about tumah tahara because there's no need for it to teach me about iser v'heter, as we already know the chilav is mutar b'hana'ah. So that's the Gemara's suggestion. And now the Gemara is saying that Rabbi Abbahu is really at the core of the debate between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yossi Aglili. And now here's where the Gemara says, no, reject. So no, lo, the kule am lo sochlu mashma ben isra achila ben isra na. The lo sochlu is coming to include both isra achila and isra na as per the shita of Rabbi Abbahu. V'hacha, obviously, just I'll add in over here, obviously Chizkiya would not subscribe to this line of reasoning, because according to Chizkiya, the Isser of Achila only is Achila and only Hana. But right now the Gemara is just posing a defense for Rabbi Abbahu. What Rabbi Abbahu would tell you is that both these Tanaim would say that Lo Sochlu includes both Achila and Hana. V'hakem Iflugi, Rabbi Yosef Glili Savar, Keshehutra Nevela, He Hutra, Chelva V'gida Lo Hutra. And what Rabbi Yosef Glili will tell you is that, look, that we learned a heter of hana'ah when it comes to nevela. That was at the beginning of the entire sugya. That goes back to yesterday's daf. And what Rav Yossi Aglili will say is that that's only for the meat of the nevela, but included in that heter arna is not, what is not included in the heter arna is neither chalav nor gid. So v'chi tzarek kar leheter arna hu dasa. And that's why I need a special drasha, a special lima to tell me that there is in fact a heter arna for the chalav. What about the gid and asha? Hold that thought, we're coming right back to it. Rabbi Kiva Savar Kishutra Nevela Chelba V'gida Nami Hutra. And Rabbi Kiva says that when the Torah was Matir Hana of Chelev, sorry, when the Torah was Matir Hana of Nevela, included in that heter is also Chelev and Gid as well. V'chitzer Krala Tumah V'tahara. So therefore the Lacho is coming to teach me a Chiddush in Tumah Tahara, not Isra V'heter. V'Rav Yosei Aglili Ashkechan Chelev D'Shari Rechman Abana. Now according to Rav Yosei Aglili, according to Rav Yosei Aglili, we find chalav d'sharya rachmana behana'a, so that the chalav is mutter behana'a, elegid name adasar. So as we already pointed out, now we have a heter of nevela. That's the beginning of the sugya that goes back to yesterday. And we also have a heter for chalav, that's the lechol. What about the gidanasha? Gidanasha now is left out of the heter. So the Gemara says, okay, ibai sema hachanami. So one suggestion of the da'asar. So one suggestion of the Gemara says, yeah, what you'll say is that maybe according to Rav Yosei Aglili, the Gid and Asher is going to be Aser Ba'achila, and it's going to be Aser Ba'ana as well. Go back to yesterday's daf, review that there is a sheet out there that says that Gid and Asher is Aser Ba'ana. Ibai Seima, Maisila B'Kavachomer. The Gemara suggests, or maybe it's derived through a Kavachomer. Machilv Shanashkaris Mutar Ba'ana, Gid Sheino Anashkaris, Lokol Shekein. And the Kavachomer will tell us that, look, Chalev is a much more serious Isser. Chalev, the punishment for eating Chalev is going to be an Isser Kares. And yet Chalev is Mutar Ba'ana. So if Chalev, which has a Chiyuv Kares, there would be a Heter Ana, the Gid and Asher, which is just a Lav Ba'alma, relative to Chalev, not as serious. And so for sure, by Gid and Asher, there should be a Heter Ana. What seemingly is a very strong Kavachomer. Rabbi Shimon da Aser. Now, what about Shitas Rabbi Shimon? That's yesterday's daf. Rabbi Shimon says that the Gid and Asher is Aser Bahana, and the Gemara's proposed position, Rabbi Yosef Galili, right here, that the Gid and Asher is Aser Bahana. What are they going to say about the Kavachomer? So Rabbi Shimon da Aser Ikla Mifrach, Malachel, Shekhen Hutu Mechlalo, Eitzochaya, Toma Beginshlo Hutu Mechlalo, Eitzochaya. So the Kavachomer, the logical argument, is not that sound, because we know as it relates to Chalev, so Chalev is going to be Aser when it comes to Behema, but Chalev is not going to be Aser as it relates to Chaya. When it comes to undomesticated animals, so the Chalev of a Chaya is going to be Mutter. So yes, it's true that for the animals where Chalev is Aser, it's really Aser, i.e., it's a Chi of Kares. But when it comes to Chalev, not all Chalev is Aser, Chalev of Chaya is Mutter. V'idach, now the counter argument to that, and that would seem to be a really strong refutation of the logical argument. Now v'idach, now if you want to defend the logical argument, if you want to defend the kavachomer, bebehema kamrin and bebehema mi'alo ishtare. So the Gemara says that as it relates to behema, meaning if I just stay within the category of behema, where chalev is aser, so on that, the chalev is now going to be a serious iser, i.e. it's going to be Ichi of Kares, and there's a heter ana. So as long as we keep our argument within behema, so then get anush, which is only a lav, so for sure should be mutar ba'ana. But of course, the defense of that kavachomer is putting blinders on, meaning not looking at chaya as part of the discussion. Okay, that's seemingly a very difficult argument, meaning get anush applies in chaya as much as it applies in behema as well. The idea that we can make an argument only limiting ourselves to one category. Okay, it's obviously a difficulty, but that's the back and forth on whether or not we accept the Kavachomer, we don't accept the Kavachomer. Okay, we're going to pause over here. We are halfway down the Amud. The Gemara, we're going to start tomorrow morning with a very simple question, which is that after our lengthy exercise and having gone through almost every Isra Achila in the Torah, comes out now that this fundamental debate between Rabbi Abano and Chizkiah is really not amounting to a whole lot. And that's where the Gemara is going to start off tomorrow, in which we're going to open up the question of what is the practical difference between the Shitas of Chizkiah and Rabbi Abba. Let's quickly recap our morning. This morning we went through other Isuri Achila in the Torah, the way the Torah presents the Isuri Achila, how is Rabbi Abba going to understand it, and how is Chizkiah going to understand it. Most of the questions were on the position of Rabbi Abba, because most of the Isuri Achila in the Torah are in fact Mutar Ba'ana. And according to Rabbi Abba, the default setting is is that when something is asr b'achila, it is also going to be asr b'anah as well. And so most of the questions were on Rabbi Abbahu. And meanwhile, what Rabbi Abbahu will tell you is that in all these scenarios, you have mitigation. You have the Torah telling us that, yes, under normal circumstances, it would be asr b'achila and b'anah. But the Torah goes out of its way to tell you that it, in this case, in these particular cases, it's mutar b'anah. The Isuri Achila that we went over, that we covered this morning, we went through Arla, Truma, Nazir, right? The grapes for a Nazir, Chadash, Shratzim, good. Those are the additional Isurim that we covered this morning. We also went over the sheet of Rav Yosef Glili, who says that Chametz is Mutar Bahana. How did he arrive at that conclusion? That is a question which the Gemara basic response is mitigation. Once again, you have a pasuk that tells us that, at least according to the Shita of Yosef Galili, it is mutar b'anah. Again, not an accepted viewpoint, right? The accepted viewpoint is that chametz is asr b'achila uvahana. And finally, the Gemara suggests that this Shita of Rabbi Abbahu, that when the Torah says that there's an isra achila, incorporating the isra achila is also an isra anah as well, seemingly is at the core of the machlokus between Rav Yosef Glili and Rabbi Akiva, in terms of how we're darshaning the pasuk of Ye'aseh l'chol malacha when it comes to chelev. The Gemara deflects. The Gemara says that's not what they're arguing about. What they're really arguing about is that when the Torah was matir hana by nevela, does that include also the chelev, also the gid? That's the machlokus between Rav Yosef Glili and Rabbi Akiva. With all that stated, that more or less concludes our daf. We have a little bit left over for tomorrow morning. But meanwhile, we are left off now wondering, and the Gemara is going to ask the question, this is where we're going to start tomorrow morning, where, in fact, there is going to be an actual difference between the shitas of Rabbi Abbahu and Chizkiyah.